Beis Hashem Yisboruch, we begin Perek Es from the 20th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Eidos, Laws of Testimony, Seva Shoiv, and Book of Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek and discussing the laws of Azama, when this Perek specifically discussed regarding the punishment of the Eidim Zayman. The Rambam begins Halacha off regarding the thrust of the testimony that establishes the punishment of the Eidim Zayman. In Eidim Zayman, Neiragin, so the Eidim who have Hazama done to them cannot be executed, not pay money, until they're witnesses that are appropriate for testimony. And both of them have to have Hazama done to them, after the verdict of the defendant was already handed down. But let's say Hazama was done only to one of them, saying, hey, how could you have said that you were with us somewhere else? Or both of them had Hazama, but it was Kodim Gmaradin before the verdict was handed down. Or even after the verdict, but Benimsa Echad Mehem, it turns out one of them, our Kara of Apostle, is a relative or someone is invalid to be a witness. So Ein Nenoshen, then they don't get punished. Even though Hazam was done to them, they do become invalidated for all testimony in the Torah from a Kavach Chaimer, because meaning like the Alachas of Eid Zayim, but even so, they're not going to have the actual punishment of the Hazama because they don't qualify for two bona fide witnesses that had Hazama done to them after the Gemar Din. Halacha Beis, Ner Gzeh She'idu Alav. If, let's say, the one that they testified regarding was actually executed falsely, and then Hazama was done to them, witnesses subsequently came to say, hey, you guys, how could you have said this? You were with us somewhere else. They do not get executed from the Kavo Chemet to say, wait a second, if they when the defendant was not killed, they get killed. When they get killed, isn't it all the more so? No. Krishnama, that's what it says in the Torah, Kasher Zamam Lasses, like they plotted to do, but also only if they didn't do it yet. Which, this halacha is my piyah kabbalah, is from tradition, because from logic you would say the Torah is just telling you even if they only plotted. But if they did it, for sure they would get liable. No, the Torah is telling us that only if they plotted, not if it already happened. Now, avlam loka zesha yidulam, but that's only regarding being killed. But if, let's say, the one that they testified already got lashes, likin, they would get lashes for their false testimony. Let's say the money falsely was taken out of this person's hand based on the testimony to someone else. It would go back to the owner, because money could be given back, and we always consider it still kashazam, like they're plotting, because it's never finalized. And also, mishamalei, and they have to pay this money of the knas, which the hazama mandates of them, that just like when the victim of a theft, the kafel goes to him, so to be here, the defendant is going to get not only his money back, he's going to get the knas from the Eidim Zayman. Halacha Gimel, regarding hazama, as it applies to the order and the processing of the Eidim. So how Eidim Shleisha? Let's say the witnesses were three, or a filame, or even 100 witnesses. If Eidim Vezin, if they testified in court, one after the other, and every single one of the witnesses testified after the previous one with an amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mari, and some of them had Hazama done to them, in the Nashim, they're not going to get punished, until all of them, because they're all considered one, until they all have Hazama done to them, because they were all done within the Tekhidib or the other one. It's like as if they're saying it together. And Hazama requires all of them have the Hazama. But if let's say there was an interruption between this one and the other one, yes, the more amount of time that it takes to speak shahu, which is kadei she'ilah shalom tam l'rab, the amount of time it takes a student to greet his rabbi, which is shalom alecha rabbi mayri, peace be unto you, my teacher. So then that already divided the testimony, and therefore vashnaim shahu zamu nenoshin, the two that had hazama done to them, they get the punishment. Vashnaim acherim, and the other two shali ben divreim, but dibur shayim hefsik, between their words and the earlier two witnesses' words, there was that interruption more than the amount of time that it takes to greet one's teacher. So in the nenoshin, they're not going to get a punishment. You will be able to divide the halacha regarding hazama, and that's in spite of va'avak b'shabbat la'edus kula, even though really all the testimony is going to be invalidated, because ultimately they are one group of 100 witnesses. But and that's Hoyba Nipsa Mektasa, since part of it became invalidated, Nipsa Kula, we say the whole 100 witnesses become invalidated. In spite of that, Hazama will have a division, even though for the Hakasha, that will say that they're all going to be invalid. Halacha Dal, Heira Echad Benechkere Dusek. If let's say one witness testified, and his testimony was investigated, And after he finished his testimony, but the second one says, I'm the same like him. Oishamo, he says, yes, similarly, I'm like he said, and then Hazam was done to both of them. So they're both going to be executed, and they're going to get lashes, and someone have to pay. Why? Because any witnesses after the first person's thorough testimony, he says, yes. It's like he was already checked out, and that he testified exactly what the first one testified. And moreover, the halacha does not allow for Edom Zayman error, because meaning even if they did it in error, they're going to be liable and get punished, because there's no action. And it's only regarding an action, says the Torah, that you have this exemption, oh, that it was done by mistake. And therefore, ein trich masra, they don't have to have, since they get punished even if they do it by mistake, you don't require any warnings, as we said in the previous prior parak, because the whole point of warning was only to differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid. Like we explained this in Perkut Ches Halacha Dalad, here, where there's no differentiation between Shogeg and Mezid, everything can be liable, so then there's no need for Hasra, for warning, the Edom Zayman. Halachai, Kshem Shashnai Mezimin Es Hameya, just like two witnesses, Kedu Hazama to 100, in Me'idu Hameya Bevas Achas, if the 100 testified at one shot, now the two Kedu Hazama to the whole group of 100 say, hey, you with us somewhere else. Even if they weren't one group of 100, even if there were 50 groups of two, you have two after two after two after two, after two, after two 50 different groups, they could do hazama to them all. So, let's say there was a group of witnesses, two witnesses, who testified on Reuben that he killed Shimon in Yerushalayim. Then a second pair of witnesses come and do hazama to the first pair of witnesses. Uvos katshniya. And then a second pair of witnesses come along. And they go and they testify the same testimony. That Reuben killed Shimon in Yerushalayim. And again, that second pair come along and do hazama now to that second pair. Now also this second group. And so to a third group. And so to a fourth group. Even 100 groups. They're all going to be executed based on this second group over here who's going to tell every one of them, you with us somewhere else. And then they could do it even for 100 groups. Halacha vav. Ka she'idal Reuben shahrig es Shimon Yerushalayim. If there's a pair of witnesses that testify that Reuben killed Shimon Yerushalayim, uvo kachnei, now a second group comes along, vezim es hakat reshonei, they do hazama to the first group. So the halacha at this point is, yehargu ha'edim hazaymin. So the edim zaymin get killed because they had hazama done to them. Be'inasal Reuben, and Reuben, the defendant, is saved. Now, let's say a third group comes along. And they do hazama to the second group. Say, how could you have said what you said? You with us when you're saying that the first group was with you. So now what's going to happen is, now that removes the hazama from the first pair of witnesses, thus validating back again their testimony. So Reuven's going to be executed, and the second pair of witnesses are going to be executed because of the third pair, and the first group is going to be saved. Let's say Bokat Revius. Let's say a fourth group of witnesses come along. Now they do hazama to the third group. So Taharika Katashlis Varishina. So now what the third group said about the second group is not true. So the second group, what they said about the first group is true. So the third group and the first group who had hazama done to them, they're gonna be executed. But not so Reuven, but Katashnea. And now Reuven, the defendant, and the second group are gonna be saved. Even if there's 100 groups, each one doing hazama to the prior one. So that's how it's going to be. Kat nachneses v'kat yetzes. This one's going to be coming in. This one's going to be going out. It's like Othello. It keeps on changing as you have the later group doing hazama, thus causing that domino effect accordingly. Halacha zayin, regarding the punishment when it's not exactly like the edim zayman. That is, edim she'idu al ish tseif shaharag. If, let's say, witnesses testified regarding a person had a mortal defect who wasn't going to live long, that he killed someone, v'hazama and hazama was done to them, ein erog, and they don't get executed. Because even if they had killed this person with their own bare hands, they wouldn't be executed because he has a moral defect. It's not considered killing a regular living person. So let's say the witnesses that were trefa, and they testified regarding a defendant, which would be a liability of Mises Bezin, and Hazama was done to these witnesses, who they themselves are trefa, they're not going to be executed. Why? Because if the ones who do Hazama to them would have Hazama done to them, in Zemem Nerogim, the one doing Hazama to them would not be executed because they're only doing Hazama to someone who's a trefa, who are the witnesses, and therefore comes that this testimony is what's called the Eidah Shiyat Zim. You can't do Hazama to it because you wouldn't be able to follow through with Hazama on them, and any Eidah that you cannot do Hazama is not Eidah in the first place. Halacha Ches. Eidim She'idu al Echad, witnesses that testified regarding one person, Virshiu Rasha She'imboi, and they incriminated someone, a person, She'imboi Le Malkus, which would not hold him liable, not for lashes, Le Misa, not death, but Lechib Mam, not for monetary payment. V'achach Huzamu, and then Hazam was done to those witnesses. So what's going to be their punishment? Because they weren't incriminating him for any one of these three things. Then they'll get lashes. Even though they weren't doing hazama to make this guy get lashes or to obligate any money, still that's going to be their punishment, is going to be lashes. Kitzah, so what type of case are we talking about? Let's say he testified regarding a kohen that he's a chal, which is that's born from an inappropriate marriage of a kohen and another woman. For example, let's say they testified, in front of us, this man's mother got divorced, or had chlitza dantar, the ma complained to be implanted in that place on that day, and then she married his father, thus him marrying a woman that's forbidden to him and creating a child, a chal. And then it turns out that these witnesses were lying and hazama was done to them. How do him like him? So they don't become a ben gerusha ben chalutz. They don't become a chalal like him. They get lashes. So let's say he tested regarding a person that he killed by mistake. Where again, that's neither money nor malchus nor misa. That would be a liability of going into galus. And hazama was done to these witnesses. Like him, they get lashes and they don't go into exile. Let's say another case. They testify regarding this person's ak, shaharik ha-nefesh, that it killed the person, which would make the owner be chayiv for kayfer nafshay, for atonement money for his soul, that his animal killed the person. And they were lying, and the hazam was done to them. They get lashes. They don't pay the kayfer, the atonement money, because that's only for the owners that the ak killed the person. These zaymen are not b'nei kapara, because their ak didn't kill any single person. Let's say he testified regarding a person that he was sold as an Eved Ivri. He stole, he didn't have money to pay, and then the court sell him as a Jewish slave. Which, not true, he was never sold as a Jewish slave. But Huzim and Hazama was done to them. Loikin, they get lashes. But they don't get sold like they plotted to do to that person, because it says, V'nimka b'gnevasai. You only get sold for your theft and not for your Hazama. And Barbad Vermeil Mabihakabalahim, these four things that we describe are from tradition that's going to be the punishment. It's going to be Malkus and not going to be for what they're attempting to do for Gullahs, for Eved Ivri and so on, and like all the cases. Halacha test. Kach Kibla Chacham. This is a tradition that the sages had. Sheshnayim, that when you have two witnesses, Sheshiu Es HaTzadik, that they incriminated the righteous one, Vitztuk Es HaDosha, and they were justifying the wicked person, they do something with their testimony, meaning they were lying. And then other witnesses come along and do hazama to them. And they justify the righteous. And they incriminate the wicked. The first pair of witnesses are going to get lashes. Though they were not trying to incriminate the righteous person to make him get lashes, rather, let's say, like one of the cases in the previous halacha, to make him be liable for exile, or all the other types of halachas we said in the previous halacha, this is what the pasuk means in Devarim, that the rasha, in this case, the Eid Zayim, the pasuk is talking about, is going to be liable for lashes. That's bin ha-kais ha-rasha. But let's say they testify regarding him that he ate a prohibited mixture of meat and milk. So he wore a prohibited mixture of wool and linen. How do you like him? So then the witnesses are going to get lashes. Mishum Shanimka says in the Pasuk in the Varim, you should do him like he planned to do. In other words, for here you don't have to come on to any allusions of the Pasuk of Itzdigwe as a Tzadik B'Shir Sarash, because that's a simple understanding. You planned to give your friend Malkus, then you're going to get Malkus. Halacha Yod, Shnaim Sheidu al Ruvain. If two witnesses testify regarding Reuven, Shana'af Imbas Kohen, he committed adultery with the daughter of a Kohen. The Nigma din Reuven Lachanik, and the verdict was handed down that Reuven is going to be liable to have strangulation. Now, the din Hanei Afes L'Sreifa, what's unique about a Bas Kohen, in that situation, the adulterous woman, the Bas Kohen actually gets the most severe punishment of Sreifa, being burnt. So here, what they tried to do with the Hazama was actually two different types of death penalties. The Achkat and Tzuzem, and then they're found to be Zemin. They're going to get the lesser punishment of strangulation, not being burnt. This is learned out from tradition. In other words, because it says in the Pasuk, Hashazam lasses la'achim, like he plotted to his brother, and the drasha is of loy la'achaysay, not to his sister. And he gets that of the male, not of the female. They're going to get only that of chenik, and not that of sreifa.